Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
And good morning, Kale and Company News Live this morning with winter weather advisories heading our way. We are sponsored by Kitchen Magic this morning. We are at not quite 30 degrees, still chilly out there, so we'll have the full forecast in just a moment. In Philadelphia, we're talking about all the arrests and the cleanup following, of course, the big Super Bowl celebration. And already we have some big equipment out preparing for the parade, because the stage will be the Philadelphia Art Museum, the banners going up, the work crews are there. We'll have road closures to tell you about. The big parade will be this Friday. But police giving us the word on at least 50 different people either arrested or cited for naughty behavior, bad behavior, assaults. We have at least six people arrested for assaulting the police officers. That happened on Sunday. There were no life-threatening injuries to the officers, but we're told those officers are recovering and some of them in stable condition. So not life-threatening, but serious enough. So you do have the six arrests for the assault on law enforcement. And then other crimes that even included aggravated assault, reckless endangerment of another person. And then at least eight arrests for vandalism, although the word today, this morning, as police were releasing new videos of surveillance type videos and images of individuals at different points in Philadelphia who knocked over and damaged or even stole or stomped upon, crushed light poles. So they didn't just climb the light poles. They actually took the light poles, took them down, damaged them. And the city says you're going to have to pay.
I'm just amazed that people actually can still climb and scale these poles after they have been greased in advance.
That's talent.
Right? It really is. Yeah. And by the way, on the other, as far as these police officers being assaulted, we know that Larry Krasner is no friend to helping the police in this city. When we talk about prosecutions, it's going to be very interesting to see what type of stroke he has here. Is he going to have all of a sudden a rebirth in his passion for justice when it pertains to these Eagle fans that eventually assaulted police officers? Because if history is our guiding principle, he's going to let these people off lightly.
Well, that's why we'll track it. We'll continue to look at it. And yeah, to your point, we'll get the details on the injuries to the officers as well as those charges against those who injured the officers. News conference about the parade for Friday. Yeah. It's planned for 11 a.m. today.
So we're trying to decide if we're going to broadcast from there.
Of course we are.
Well, hang on there.
This station?
We did last time.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, I know.
Did we?
With a non Eagles fan doing it.
Don't even. I'm serious.
Yeah,
don't even get me started.
It was
because I had to be back at the studio in our old studio.
I remember.
With Bill, and we were like the real fans.
I know.
And he didn't even bring his kids because he's a freaking Kansas City fan. And I was just like, head was going to, nothing personal. I know, I'm sorry, but can you even imagine? Did you bring your kids? They're like, no, they're Kansas City fans. I'm like, oh my God.
This is a personal conversation.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm like, this year, we're going. Because got denied last time.
Well, it's a little more buttoned up, and we have to just decide what we're going to do. But we'll have some presence down there.
Okay.
I'm not going to say what.
And we will arrive at this conclusion when?
I don't know. Okay. I'm
damaged. I'm just saying, I'm damaged from the last time.
I'm perfect. Just for
the
record.
Can you imagine somebody telling you? Oh, no, I'm a Kansas City fan.
Yeah.
I am. If I have a say, I am perfectly happy just doing it from where we're doing it. I have no interest in heading down there, being involved in that charade.
Nick is so mild.
I also have no interest in going to Times Square for New Year's Eve.
Nick, it's so much fun.
I have to protect my work wife, Dawn Stensland, and I don't know if it's safe to send her down there.
Oh, I'm. You stop it.
She hosts the Mummers, for God's sake.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
I'm on my own. No. Here's the thing.
Spocker doesn't want to be out there either, let's be honest.
It's so much fun. I mean, for the parade last time, so I did go down there and got a lot of sound and stuff like that. But then for the actual, when they did the ceremony, that's when we had to be back at the thing. And I was like so upset.
Yeah.
But it was awesome.
Yeah.
And that's why. It's history. It's amazing. And even with the kids being off school, you know, you think about, there were people on Sunday in Delaware County. They actually went to the cemetery. You know what I mean? Like, I know people who went to the cemetery because there are people who lived and died without having a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And they're like, Dad, we won. And, mm-hmm. I mean, that's Philadelphia for you. So it's so cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm of the belief I'll never see a winter sports championship. I've never seen one in my lifetime. For the Flyers or the Sixers, so I totally get it.
Kevin Pools wants to know if the parade will end at Chip Snappers.
No, but speaking of that, we will be out for Joe Conklin coming up on Friday, February 21st in Westchester.
And we have tickets to give away for that event coming up at 9:50 with your Morning Mystery Movie clip.
That's right.
So our Super Bowl champion, Eagles, they're home. They touched down in Southwest Philadelphia yesterday afternoon, greeted by a big crowd of excited fans. It was a nice, warm welcome. Earlier, though, we saw Jalen Hurts. He had the wave down. He was at Disney, and this is the tradition in Florida. So he was at Disney, and he was with, it was just Mickey Mouse up there, right? Was it Mickey and, I just saw Mickey. Now, why not Mickey and Minnie?
Yeah, it doesn't seem very diverse to me.
It does not.
Seems a little sexist, to be honest.
No, it was cute. And he looked excited. It's probably still sinking in. It was wonderful.
Yeah, he never really gets too excited about anything, does he? You're very stoic, dude.
Very,
Even keeled. Flatliner.
So, not flatliner. Stop.
Yeah. He's a little aloof, but he's a world champion. I love him.
He's a champion.
I love it. My guy.
You know, you think about it. He's 26 and a half years old. Everybody raves about, let's say, Caroline Leavitt, who's amazing, White House press secretary.
Not everybody raves
about her. But, I mean, she's 27.
Jesus. Everybody raves about her.
She's 27.
Really. Poll question. Caroline Leavitt or Jalen Hurts?
I mean, come on.
Who's got the world by the balls?
This is Dawn's world. Like,
Dawn's world.
Everybody raves about her.
Like Trumpaholic Dawn. Yeah. Like, this is my world. Yeah. Eagles,
she guzzles.
Trump. I guzzle Trump. Amy and...
I find him on my board, but I'm banged up on Paxlovid.
Poor Nick. Just trying to get through the day.
Trying to get to 10 o'clock. Just trying to get to the finish line.
So we've been doing headlines because there's... I mean, Trump signed a slew of other executive orders, including making Doge official. And we're getting more word on that. But I go to whitehouse.gov and it's like a slew of new orders. But yesterday, imposing the 25% tariffs on imports, this has to do with steel, has to do with aluminum. And this arrives amid a flurry of the trade-related announcements, applying pressure to some of America's biggest trade partners. And obviously, this includes China, Mexico, Canada. So Trump telling reporters in the Oval Office, and he just holds these impromptu news conferences, this has to do with Hamas. He is saying immediately release the hostages held in Gaza by Saturday noon. That's your deadline, or, quote, hell is going to break out.
Mm.
Part of this Gaza, the Hamas, they're claiming that part of this is in reaction to the fact that Trump made that big announcement that we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to do a redo, they're going to remake Gaza, but they need everybody to leave so they can do the remodel.
So now they're playing tough. They're playing hardball.
So they're saying they're not going for that.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how that plays out.
So, and President Trump also said he'd consider withholding aid from Jordan and Egypt if they don't take Palestinians from Gaza.
Play cut 16, Phil.
Well, I would say this, and I'm going to let that because that's Israel's decision. But as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time. I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out. I'd say they ought to be returned by 12 o'clock on Saturday. And if they're not returned, all of them, not in drips and drabs, not two and one and three and four and two. Saturday at 12 o'clock. And after that, I would say all hell is going to break out.
And I hold him. I think he's not joking.
What does all hell is going to break out mean?
It's the opposite of hell freezing over. I think it's hell's on fire.
It's him saying.
Yeah.
To me, I think he's not playing around.
No.
So what he's saying is, make my day.
Yeah,
we'll
and also
just wipe you guys off the map.
The whole thing with you mentioned Jordan in Egypt withholding, you know, that aid that you mentioned. They don't want these people anyway. Right? Like, I mean, that's something that we've kind of chronicled over this last year and a half of this conflict. Nobody wants these individuals. And so, again, it goes back to, why are you on the side of the group of people that when their, quote, own people or those of Arabic descent or Islamic faith do not want these people, why would you do anything to help benefit them? Right? We've talked about this, good versus evil. So, look... You got, four more days? 4 days in about 5 hours? I don't think he's joking.
No, and that's just it. When he speaks, then they all do react. So I will say for Wall Street, there was a headline. I want to say the Wall Street Journal today, but there was one of the reports, either WAPO or Wall Street Journal, where they were saying Wall Street has not, they've learned to not react to some of these headlines, whether it's about tariffs or these other issues. Because
so people don't take him seriously then when he speaks.
Well, I think that they're starting
you just
to understand.
Contradicted yourself.
No. They're starting to understand that it's the art of the deal.
Okay.
That he's pushing for.
Wall Street understands it's the art of the deal.
Okay. Well, you just can't be DEFCON 5 with everything he says. Like, that's the one thing I learned the first time around. Not that I was doing this format when he was president the first time. But it's what I say to people
Greg's
that love
triggered.
Him.
He's just having fun triggering me over here.
Or the people that hate him.
Don't talk about him.
You can't. The guy's a walking soundbite. If you try to assess everything that he says as either gospel or totally a lie or anywhere in between, you're going to drive yourself insane.
He gave zero thought to that. What he just said, what we just played. He gave zero thought to that, and his staff. Had to then scramble to say, how are we going to deal with this now? I 100%. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying that soundbite that he just gave, he goes, Saturday at noon. He just pulled that out of his, you know what?
Okay. Well, I don't really care about the actual date or time. The only thing the part that I really love is the drips and drabs.
Yes.
Like, remember when Joe got this, you know, officially accomplished on his way out? It was a three-phase, six-week ordeal. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Why do we have to have phases? We didn't have... this isn't like launching a YouTube channel for Kalen Company. What do you mean phases? Yeah, you've got the United States federal government, the United States military, Benjamin Netanyahu. You've got two of the most in lockstep allies together. Why are we releasing these people like they're limited release Jordan sneakers at a Foot Locker on a Saturday? The hell are we? Just get them all out. I agree with them on that. Like two here and one there and three there and four there. That's how my wife looks at the credit card. She goes, well, all right, let's do this one this month. And then we'll do these two. I'm like, no, why don't we do them all? How about we just get them all out?
We're all airing our own grievances here.
Yes.
Right.
But we have to break. So, Dawn, can you do the sponsor, please?
Okay, I'll do the sponsor. Another, we have to talk about the fact that Trump signed another executive order last night formally establishing DOGE. And what he's really after is creating a software, scaffolding, if you will. And that's part of the numbers that we talked about earlier. So a lot of executive orders that he just signed last night, a whole new slew. So we'll get to all of it. Plastic straws. How old are you and when will you die?
Yes.
Nick Cale has this cool predictor.
I took the test, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. Kitchen Magic. Go to kitchenmagic.com
today. Are you going to take the test? You're the only one on the show that has not taken the test.
Shocking. Shocking. We're waiting on her.
Greg sent it yesterday, too, yeah. So I have no excuse.
Ridiculous.
Go to kitchenmagic.com today. Start your worry-free remodeling journey with a local trusted family-owned company that has been transforming kitchens for 45 years. Kitchenmagic.com. Do it. Kitchen Magic. Thank you for sponsoring Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Enough with the school closures for absurd reasons. And also, when will you die? Very cryptic, right? How about that for a tease?
That is a tease.
Touchy. 30 minutes out. Stay right there.
You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. I love the work the Chapman family has done in my home, especially the glass wall of patio doors right off the foyer. You know by now, if I needed windows, new windows, doors, siding, stucco remediation, I'd trust only the Chapman team. What you may not know is that Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, they also replace rooftops. Yes, they have you covered, literally. Family-owned and operated Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, they've been around for more than 30 years, Chester County. They have more than 240 Google reviews, which speak to their impeccable reputation for quality workmanship and customer service. Chapman spends the time to understand your needs, to educate you on all of your options, and they also have financing available right now, which can, of course, leverage to make your new roof or other remodeling projects a reality. Whether you are somebody you know, you're looking for a new roof, windows, doors, siding, shutters, just give them a call. You can text. They're listing right now. They're like-minded, 610-431-8898. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Take a virtual tour. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You know, I don't do this home team, away team thing. Yeah, I'm on one team. But it's just like when I was in sports radio, like, I'm going to ridicule the Eagles when they need to be ridiculed. I'm not going to sit there. I'm not an Eagles employee. I'm not a member of the roster of the Republican Party. Yeah, I'm a registered Republican. I vote Republican. But I'm not going to just, you know, like, you know, rubber stamp everything that party says or does. I try to evaluate everything on a case-by-case basis, and I try to be consistent. And what I don't like about these school closures for the Super Bowl coming up in Philly and in New Jersey is the inconsistencies with the arguments. And I thought about this last night when you guys sent the story of Philly school closures as well as South Jersey. And I've got three different stories here. We've got one from the Inquirer, and then we've got two from New Jersey. One's from Patch.com, and the other's from the Courier Post online. So in one breath, when we're talking about, you know, this day and age of all these excessive days off and shutting, you know, back in my day, we would walk to school in 4 inches of snow. So I always hear this, well, we don't want to go too long. We need to hit our 180 days or whatever that number is with school districts. So in some regards, it's, well, we don't want to go too long into June, blah, 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 blah. But then they want to shut down for other reasons and make it a 3-day weekend or extend the 3-day weekend into a 4-day weekend. So whether it's the day after the Super Bowl, bad weather, virtual in-service teacher days, President's Day, or the Super Bowl parade. How about this? I'm a big proponent for school choice. I love the concept of parental rights and parental freedom. How about when the Philadelphia Eagles win a Super Bowl? It's business as usual for schools with kids the day after, or for, in this case, with this topic and this story we're talking about, the parade. Why don't we just have school and leave it up to the parents? Parental choice. If Nick Cale, Greg Stocker, or Dawn Stensland, all of us are parents, if we want our children to go to school that day, we send them to school. If not, we say, hey, how cool would it be, little boy or little girl, you want to go to the parade? You want to go down to Broad Street amongst hundreds of thousands of people? Because God knows we probably won't see another Super Bowl in our lifetime anyway, because it's not like we're spoiled as Eagle fans. Why not just leave it up to the parents? Why not just leave it up to adults to make the right decision for their child? You know, if you don't have vacation days, if you don't have PTO, that's a you problem. But that kind of answers the issue for you. Well, I can't afford to take off. I don't have the day off. I don't really think it's justified to have my kids stay out of school. I'd rather them go to school anyway. Is that a simple solution to all of this? I feel like it is. What do you guys think about that? Because we've got differing viewpoints here in Philadelphia with Tony Watlington, as well as different school districts in South Jersey, from Camden County to Gloucester City School District to, what else do I got here? I got Barrington School District. Got all these different school districts in New Jersey, Haddonfield. What is the right answer for the Super Bowl parade in schools?
I think that, first of all, every district is different. But I think, I will say this, that for Philadelphia schools, I thought it was good that Tony Watlington, the superintendent for Philadelphia Public Schools, had said, we are going on as planned. We're not doing a late start or anything of that nature, whether we win or lose the Super Bowl. But for the parade, first of all, they have to close all the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's, you know, there's a safety and security issue as far as school buses and
why not have it on Saturday? Why not have it on Saturday, then?
That's a great point. Why on a Friday?
Yeah.
I mean, that way on Saturday, and then, of course, you're going to, well, I work on Saturday, and not all of us have the luxury of 2-day weekends. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it's always, there's always that guy. He's probably in the YouTube chat typing right now. But, yeah, most of us that work a 9-to-5, in theory, have off on Saturday, and there's no school on Saturday. That would be the perfect solution.
Yeah, see, I will say in the, oh, no, that's not right. That was the 7th. I was looking at, so for Philadelphia, I'm looking at the calendar for public schools. School was closed. It's closed, obviously, on the 17th, mm-hmm. which is President's Day.
Yep.
But they were to have school
on Friday.
On Friday,
yeah.
And whereas at my kids' schools, they had in-service days anyway. They had a 4-day weekend.
Well, Philly.com is saying that now, with Monday being President's Day, this allows families the ability to have a even longer break. And they're citing Lower Marion. Lower Marion has a staff development day on Friday.
Yeah. A lot of schools do now.
Staff development. Yeah,
they're not. They're all going to be at the parade.
What does that mean, staff development?
It means nothing. It means they're all going to be at the parade.
We have Newtown, Central Bucks, North Penn, and Cheltenham. And Watlington, according to sources, this is from the Inquirer yesterday afternoon. Multiple sources with firsthand knowledge of the district's plan, unless this has changed since this was published, said it's a lock, and a district spokesperson suggested it's likely that they will have off, saying, quote, historically, when there's a parade in the city, we have historically closed.
So yeah, they have. They closed in 2018.
Yeah.
And it was midweek. Remember, they were supposed to do, it was, because I'm still upset about that, you know, not being able, anyway. it was supposed to be Wednesday, and then we had inclement weather.
So Megan on the YouTube chat says she's a Delco teacher and taking off to take his, her kids, and many other teachers are doing the same.
Yeah. I mean, look, leave it up to the parents.
But it's
but if teachers are taken off, I mean,
no, the schools, I think the Philadelphia Public Schools, they've announced they're closed. So you're not going to have an option. It's basically considered a holiday for the city because they don't want to have all the school buses out there when they're having an all day parade. Do you know what I'm saying? If there's a safety and security aspect of it.
I thought there was no school buses for city residents, for kids.
For the little kids, there are. It's middle school. Oh. It starts in middle school, okay. And then it goes through high school.
Okay.
Look, I'm all for, you know, it is for Eagles fans, this might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity thing, although we might be seeing the start of a dynasty with this Philadelphia Eagles team.
We hope.
But you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's a Friday before a long weekend. I'm fine if you want to take your kid out of school or whatever and, you know, take this. But I don't think that...
Then take President's Day back. Go back to school Monday.
Well, I don't think that... I agree with you. I think it should be up to the parents. I don't think, aside from Philadelphia schools, because Dawn is correct, that, like, the parade route and closures of streets are going to affect schools. There's no question. So I do agree that... Unless it's Philadelphia schools, that's going to affect it. Like, school should be open. And if you're not there, then, you know, you take a absent day.
I think you just nailed the solution with your Saturday suggestion. Why has that ever? I mean, does the government not want to work an extra day?
Yes.
Is that what it comes down to?
It's a cost.
Overtime. Oh. Yes. 100%.
God forbid. Yeah.
The cost.
God forbid we pay people a little bit of extra to do some great work.
Well,
once
it's a lot extra.
Yeah, they're all federal workers. They're all federal workers.
Don't worry. We're not going to win another one for 38 years. So
that's not true. This is a dynasty. I'm telling you.
It's not just federal workers. You have state, then you have local, right? So it's all these municipalities.
A lot of people want to weigh on this. We should get to that on the other side.
All right, 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. I don't know, maybe we get Doge in here to figure out how much it would cost, and we'll get the answer in 9 minutes.
Megan, the Delco teacher, call in, because I want to hear
We have a lot of teachers in this audience. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. Those calls, plus the death tracker, how will you perish, and when will you perish? We'll get to that coming up, plus Harry Mays with the cut sheet. We have a lot to get to. But first, a word from our friends at Piazza Auto Group, and we are talking about Mercedes-Benz. That's right, with multiple locations. Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City, which combines luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you'll find a luxury vehicle that meets your needs. Schedule a test drive today behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz, or shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, or Atlantic City at PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Don't forget to throw that word premium in there. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. And tell them Nick Kale said.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Rita in North Philadelphia. She's got thoughts on a couple of issues. Rita, your thoughts on the school issue first, if you could, okay, and then give me your other take on politicians.
Okay. This is Rita Rodriguez, by the way. A lot of people know me. Okay. No one, here's what you forgot.
Yeah.
The reason why they don't let the children go to school after the Super Bowl, most of those parents, a lot of them, not all, are drunk. High, they were beating the children.
What?
Yeah. Or if their team didn't, they wouldn't beat children, and you get on my nerves, and all that kind of mess.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. Wow. Man, but you got some crazy people out here.
I hear that. Rita, are you drunk or high right now?
Oh, no.
No.
Same here.
I will tell you who I'm related to. Rasheed Wallace. The basketball player.
Oh, that's Rasheed Wallace, yeah, from the Pistons. Yeah, a new, right. He's a Newman Goretti guy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So Rita's saying, hang on a second, Rita's saying that the reason that we don't do this is because parents are high and drunk and beating their kids.
Yep. Gotta get high.
Well, I think the first part is being drunk is absolutely true. There's a lot of people hungover Monday morning.
Some people get mean. They get mean when they get drunk.
Yeah. Like Kale.
How you doing, Sean? Love you, Miss Dawn.
Love you, Miss Rita.
Yeah. I'm a raging drunk.
They realized that was a big problem with the abuse and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the reason. Now, I want to tell you why they go after the politicians.
Okay.
You can, okay, say like I'm the, City Council of District 5, say North Philly or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stealing hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay. Nobody says anything. Now, you got to remember, all that money's not going to me. I got to give them a breakdown. Now, when they want to get rid of me, that's when they let it out that I stole this, I stole that, because somebody else wants that seat, and for some reason, they want to eliminate them.
Well, yeah, I think that's, generally speaking, I think that's the theme of what was going on with Eric Adams in New York. And thank you so much for the phone call, Rita. The second you don't play the game the right way and they want you ousted, or you don't say the right verbiage, or you're not spewing the same talking points you're supposed to say, all of a sudden they want you out, or they end up having an investigation, or the FBI raids you, things like that. So, yeah, trust me, that's pretty much standard across the board. Let's go from North Philly to South Philly. Frank is with us next. What's up, Frank?
Good morning to you. How you doing today?
Oh, Frankie, what's happening, pal?
Hey, listen, the school situation in regards to the Super Bowl, I totally agree with you guys. It should be on the weekend after the Super Bowl. This way the kids mandatory to go to school 5 days a week, and the parents could do whatever they want on the weekend with them.
Yeah.
With the kids to go to the Super Bowl to find that. And that lady was right that was just speaking. Most of them are just drunk and high right after that party.
What is that?
Similar to what happened.
Frank, are you drunk or high?
Never, but he sent us that wine. Thank you, Frank.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you, Frank.
Hey, Dawn, I don't drink while I'm on duty. I'm on duty right now with you guys.
Nice.
I never drank in my entire life when I worked with, no matter, when I was working for four companies.
So you don't drink on duty. You just call talk radio while you're on duty.
And about politicians, let me explain something, Dorn, and I try to get the city hall and the mayor to have it sit down, and nothing happened. In the city of Philadelphia in 1950, city council passed an ordinance in regards to city signs. Now, I found five different city signs on one pole on 4th and Montrose Street over there. It's ridiculous with all the signs. We have no legal parking spaces in Philadelphia here, hardly any. And they made it mandatory that way,
yeah,
because they're collected and the potholes, all the potholes in the streets. We got down here on Oregon Avenue and Mervine. We have two blocks full potholes. No, 3 years nobody filled them up.
Yeah, yeah. Ridiculous.
Pothole patrol.
Pothole patrol.
And part of it is Greg Stocker with his bike and the bike lanes.
And I'm a sign guy, Pete. PPA turns around and gives out tickets, and we don't have no park, legal parking spaces to put to park.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frank.
Frank, I'm going to let you get back to your duty. You have a lot of duties to fulfill.
Duty. By the way, speaking of my bike, Road Warrior fixed up my bike. Looks fabulous.
Yeah?
Wow.
What, do you got a Schwinn?
No, he made it lighter. He sent me pictures. I'll text him to Phil so we can put him up on the YouTube chat.
Are we going
to
ride together like the whole way down?
No. No? No. I want to hang out with you.
I just figured maybe you'd start shouting random things.
No. But he did an amazing job. He took like a bunch of weight off of, so the bike's lighter.
Yeah. Nice. I took a lot of weight off too the last 6 days. Yeah. Oh. I lost 7 pounds.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Sweating like a pig. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's do this real quick. I think we hit. Do we have time? No, we don't.
Let's
save it for afterwards.
Yeah, let's break.
Yeah, I'll tease it for the next
death,
2 hours.
Yeah.
The death tracker. It'll give Dawn time to actually take the test.
I know you sent the links. I got
it. We'll give her another 90 minutes. And
it
we'll see
literally takes you 90 seconds, Dawn. Yeah. Literally.
It's going to take me longer.
It will.
You know.
She's going to have to find the link and then the email, the whole charade. Apparently, Harry Mays is going to rip me right out of the gate.
What? He should.
Did Harry take it?
No.
Harry's got to take it, too.
Yeah, Harry's going to be dead in about 5 years anyway.
Stop.
We'll get to him on the cut sheet. Harry Mays joins us to riff, rant, and rave about all the nonsensical comments that you are about to hear, both on the radio, the app, and on YouTube. It's Kale and Company. What's on the cut sheet comes up next.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Harry, I heard that you would like to rip me right out of the gate here.
Well, I have to rip you,
good.
Nick Kale,
you
because
should.
You are a nitwit.
Yes.
You spent how many years in Philadelphia sports talk radio? I lost track.
6.5.
When your caller there, the second to last caller that I heard, brought up Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, he's a Newman Garrity guy.
Oh, no, Coatesville, right?
No.
Is that Rip Hamilton?
Simon Gratz.
Simon Gratz, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, Newman Garrity was Bruno.
Correct.
Yeah, I got Bruno on the phone. Before it was Newman Garrity.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a bad job out of me.
Terrible job. And, yes, Rip Hamilton went to Coatesville.
That's right.
Who played on that Pistons team.
There you go.
All right, now we got it all squared away.
Yes, we do.
Who cares, because Rasheed Wallace is a huge Kansas City fan.
Oh, is he really?
So who cares?
Yeah.
Thank you,
Stensland. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Dawn, I have your GA Academy calendar here. So just in case.
I'm multitasking, hard to say.
Hard at work this morning, are we?
I'm a woman. I can multitask.
Yeah, baby.
She couldn't do our little death tracker exam. Yeah. She's printing out calendars.
I'm trying to do it right now, and I don't know my body mass index or whatever.
You have to give you a calculator at the bottom. You can just put your height and your weight.
Just enter your height and weight,
we'll
and it should spit
you.
It out.
And don't lie. Oh, really? And don't lie about your alcohol consumption, Harry, because I've been out with you.
I would never lie about that.
Never.
He embraces it.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. All right, we're late, so let's do this.
Let's go.
Thank you.
What's
the show on the rail?
On the cut sheet.
What's on the cut sheet on this Tuesday? Not sponsored by anybody, so I guess we're good. All right. Do you want to? So I'm confused. The Bret Baier Trump interview was supposed to be before the Super Bowl, but they aired it last night.
Yeah,
right?
Go ahead, Dom. Go ahead.
They aired the short piece of it, and then they promoted and said the rest of it will air the next.
Now, I could be off on this because I was under the influence of many pills over the weekend. On Sunday, I thought that they said it would air at 3:00.
It did
in the Fox pregame show, and then I saw clips of it not only yesterday when I was home throughout the day, but then again for Bret Baier. But was Hannity not involved in that version of it? Because I thought they were promoting both of them.
They were promoting both of them. That was what was weird.
Okay.
They were promoting both of them, and so you thought they both were going to do the, but no.
Okay, so Hannity just had to stick his face into it for more camera time.
Of course.
With his Chiefs jersey on.
Yeah.
You expect anything different?
No, I don't. Yeah. This is cut 8, Phil. So I want to get this is from the Bret Baier interview. Do you view JD Vance as your successor? And he says no.
Okay,
roll it.
Do you view Vice President J.D. Vance as your successor, the Republican nominee in 2028?
No, but he's very capable. I mean, I don't think that it, you know, I think you have a lot of very capable people. So far, I think he's doing a fantastic job. It's too early. We're just starting.
But by the time you get to the midterms, he's going to be looking for an endorsement.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that this has been the greatest opening, almost 3 weeks, in the history of the presidency.
It's definitely been the fastest and the most stuff happening.
Well, we've done so much so fast, and we really had to, because they have really, what they've done to our country is so sad. It's so sad. We're going to be bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Well, if it's not J.D. Vance and he's not the heir apparent, then is it?
Oh, wait, hang on.
Is it Mustard? Is it Mustard? Is it Ron DeSantis? I mean, I would argue right now that it's J.D. Vance by a landslide. I mean, if you were giving, like, mathematical percentages, I mean, J.D. Vance would be, like, 60, 70, 80% likely, in my opinion, 10% chance for DeSantis, you know, a 2% chance for Nikki Haley and all these other people that are going to pop up on shortlists. I don't see how it could not be. Unless he's implying there, and Dawn, you can Trump-splain, is he implying that maybe one of his children are the next in line?
Don Jr. No, I think that he's wise to not answer that because, A, you don't want to be the lame duck. You don't want to name your successor, right, in the first less than a month. Right, he hasn't even been in a month,
sure.
And you're going to name your successor, so you don't want to be called a lame duck. And also because it's an insult to all the fabulous people. I don't rule out Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio.
Oh, God.
No, I'm serious. Don't rule him out.
Oh, I'd stick my head in the toilet.
You got little Marco. He's doing a big job. He's doing a great job. What about Don Jr.? What about, you know what I mean? There are all kinds of individuals out there who would want to make the run, so I think he's just wise to say we're just beginning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm
saying? But that's not what he said. He said no initially.
But Harry, okay, then listen to what else then he said. He said,
started. But see, this when he does this kind of crap, and this is what annoys me, is he puts it on a tee for the other side to say, see, he's going to be a dictator. He's not going anywhere after 4 years.
Oh.
Yep.
That's the stuff that I hate.
That's not what he was saying.
22nd Amendment.
See, Trump-splaining.
I'm the Trumpaholic.
Okay.
I like to guzzle.
No way. Oh,
speaking of guzzle, I'm at the alcohol consumption portion of this quiz.
Yeah.
And I'm stuck between daily and I'm constantly blotto. So what do I answer?
Constantly so blotto. It's a great word, by the way.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. JK13 says, how come no one ever mentions Eric Trump? I mean, Don.
He's like Fredo.
Donald doesn't mention.
I gotta be honest. I don't
Fredo.
Baron's the heir apparent, by the way.
I don't think either of the Trump boys that are eligible are options. And to be honest, I don't want either one of them. I don't want a watered down wannabe version of the old man. He's one of one.
Yeah.
I mean, we met Donald Trump.
He's a unicorn.
Yes, we met Trump Jr. at the event in New Jersey.
And I mean that in a good way, Greg.
Yeah.
Listen to Greg.
I know.
Harry, he's picking on me this morning.
Snorting, he's snickering, he's having a blast back there.
I'm not picking on anybody. Well, I'm just...
He loves the trip.
He's bitter.
Just happy.
Bitter? I didn't even kiss her. Yeah. I heard that yesterday, by the way.
Tony Bruno.
I'm glad you did. I heard none of it.
How about this? The paper straw... is gone.
Great.
Right?
Love
great.
It.
And the penny.
Yeah.
Cut 20, Phil. Go.
I think we're going to do some amazing things, really amazing things.
Last thing. I mean, you have a lot of things on your plate that you're going to do, but right now...
Well, you know, one thing I did last night that's very popular.
Really?
The straw. They gave us a paper straw. It melts. It's horrible.
It does. It is horrible.
You start, they should make it in flavors because by the time you finish, it is so horrible. I ended the paper straw. We're going to go back to plastic.
That might be a 90-10 issue.
It's about a 99.
Because no one loves the soggy straw.
This was a Biden issue, big Biden issue. I'm sure Biden really knew.
You don't
somebody
think
put things in front of him and signed whatever they did. I think you're right. It's at least a 90% issue.
Right now, do you view Vice President J.D. Vance?
Joe Biden has been eating through a straw for 5 years. He wouldn't know the difference between plastic or paper. And Trump's right. By the way, Trump's official POTUS handle
tweeted out a picture a day or two ago of the old school glass Diet Coke 16-ounce bottle with the plastic straw back in it on his desk. Great picture.
What was the problem with the plastic straw? It was bad for the environment.
Yeah, it's all climate.
It goes into the ocean. And,
yeah, it's all the climate nonsense. And
it goes into the ocean.
It goes into the ocean. It gets wrapped around a fish, and then the fish dies.
I think
and
that's
people,
what they say.
Yeah. I hated the paper straw. Now, I'm not a straw guy in general.
Yeah, you hit onto something there, Kale. That is a great point. Dawn,
they're for kids.
Dawn, I see you drinking your coffee in the morning with a straw, which I have to flag.
Well, but she's on television with lipstick, so I get that.
Oh.
Right?
The lipstick.
That's the motive, right, Stensland?
What's the age? This is just for guys. I'm not talking about females. What's the age guys need to stop drinking out of straws? Like 7?
When you become a teenager, 13.
Let's go to 10.
I go 13.
What about milk?
A smoothie though. Like
I was just gonna say, what about milkshakes or
you gotta have a straw.
Yeah.
Yes. The refreshment beverage, the dairy, the special dispensation for milkshakes and smoothies.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah. I can go with that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. But the paper straw sucks.
It does.
And the only time I would ever use one was back when I would still, you know, when it was a routine purchaser of, you know, coffee at the drive-thru. And then all of a sudden, I noticed these paper. Now, this is weird. This is a regional thing as well.
Yeah.
Because when I moved to Tennessee, they were still plastic straws. When I moved back in 2022, all of a sudden, plastic didn't exist.
Yeah.
I go to Wawa in New Jersey. I'm like, can I get... I bought 3 Gatorades. I'm like, can I get a bag? They're like, no, we don't do that anymore.
T-Base has a great point on the YouTube chat saying for like milkshakes and smoothies, use a spoon. Use a spoon and then drink the rest out of the thing.
You go spoon if the milkshake is too thick.
Right.
Well, the milkshake shouldn't be too thick. That's the problem.
At Wendy's.
Wendy's
the frosty.
Yeah,
that's not a shake. It's ice cream.
That's a spoon. Like that's a spoon
serve.
Ordeal.
Yeah,
it's like soft serve ice cream in a cup.
Yeah,
Kale has the Phil has the Diet Coke with the straw on it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I like the bendy straws.
Me too. Crazy straws. Wacky straws.
Is what they were called?
Yeah. I'm all for this. Screw the paper straws. Nobody liked them.
I know.
No, it gets soggy.
Yeah. What a dumb. Yeah. Andy has a great point. It was that picture of the turtle with the straw up his nose. Everybody's like, oh my god, this turtle has a straw up his nose, and now we need to ban straws.
Yeah. Nobody had an issue when Hunter Biden was sticking a straw up his nose and inhaling all kinds of product, but the turtle has one, and it's a 5-alarm fire.
26, Phil. He was asked about Elon Musk. They're really trying to, and Brett Baer is no different, by the way. Brett Baer is no different. He tried to they're really trying to pin Elon Musk against Trump. We talked about this yesterday a little bit with the Time magazine cover with Elon Musk behind the Resolute desk. They're really trying to get under Trump's skin with, you know, the President Elon stuff and all that. I know you did your big take on this.
Can I just ask for clarification? Because I saw the Time Twitter feed post that picture with the story. Is that an actual true photo op or is that photoshopped? Is that him really sitting at that desk? Or is that just AI technology for the sake of a cover?
Probably Photoshop.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Isn't everything on social media Photoshop?
Well, you never know anymore. So I have no idea what's real and what's not.
By the way, coming up soon, we're all going to... Dawn just tweeted out her results.
I didn't tweet it. I texted you guys.
You texted it, don't say them yet. But I mean, this is clearly
it's fun.
Fugazi.
Yes, and it's not correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Although the Stensland genes look like they're in play here.
How many people do you know live to that age?
My dad is
180.
I'm not getting
ahead. He's like pushing 90, and he's like...
Yeah, but 90 is not that number.
But he's a man.
There's a lot of people at 90.
Women live longer than men, you know.
Cut 26 here. This is Elon
It's because they kill their husbands.
Make their husbands crazy.
On Doge, Elon Musk, and his influence for the presidency. Cut 26, go.
Otherwise, you're going to have a whole big problem with the country. Now,
you trust him.
Trust Elon? Oh, he's not gaining anything. In fact, I wonder how he can devote the time to it. He's so into it. But I told him do that. Then I'm going to tell him very soon, like maybe in 24 hours, to go check the Department of Education. He's going to find the same thing. Then I'm going to go to the military. Let's check the military. We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Yep.
And, you know, the people elected me on that. And we have a group of people that you just can't get. I mean, these are really brilliant. It's a group, I call it the Group of 100. We literally started off with 14 or 15 young geniuses. Now we have 100 young geniuses. And what's happened, I'll probably get a lot from the show, people are calling up from all over the country wanting to do and wanting to help Elon. You know, they respect him and they respect me. They love what's happening with our country. But I campaigned on this, Brett.
You announced a tariff.
You know, if you think about this, and this was kind of one of the themes of the big take, Harry, is Donald Trump ran on this, and he's delivering on what he said he would do, but it's also a double win for him. So not only does he get the high approval ratings from CBS News and the YouGov poll over the weekend, but he also gets to sit back and let Elon Musk take all the flack and catch all the stray bullets. So he's sitting back, and this is like hitting a parlay at Parks Casino.
Well, yeah, and what they're worried about on the other side is not the government waste that he's uncovering. It's the government corruption.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what they're annoyed about.
100%.
Look, stay out of our corruption.
Our corruption was going just fine until you got involved.
Yeah, exactly. No more outsiders.
Did anybody elect Elon Musk? No. Did anybody elect Klaus Schwab or George Soros?
Uh-huh. Nope.
Nope.
It's like Scooby-Doo when they pull the mask off.
Yep.
Oh, his old man...
Yep.
Fill in the blank.
All along.
Old man Winters the whole time.
Yep.
27. More on Elon Musk.
During my term.
You say you trust Elon. I mean, you can't imagine a scenario where you would have to rail him in or set up guardrails for him.
Well, I think I have guardrails. Yeah, Elon is somebody that I have a lot of respect for, but you have to have guardrails. He reports to me and... he's doing a fantastic job. I wanted somebody who's extremely intelligent. He's that. He's also a good cost cutter. You can't send an average person into that quagmire. It's a very dangerous quagmire. I watched some of these horrible people like Maxine Waters, real sleaze, and I watched her screaming at the security guard or whoever he was. Actually, he was pretty cool.
At the Department of Education.
He was pretty cool standing in front of the Department of Education.
He's
only looking for...
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
We got to bring back the word sleaze into our vernacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. So you talk about the trust factor. I'm having flashbacks now for whatever reason. And, Harry, you know I'm the king of bad movies.
I
think you'll agree with me that this was a good movie. Remember Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey in Two for the Money? Remember that about sports gambling?
That was about the sports gambling.
And he gets McConaughey the car, and the guy says, you trust him with this? And Al Pacino looks at him at the dealership, and he says, with my wife, naked, right? Like, that was the level of trust that he was trying to sell that he had in McConaughey. This feels like Trump and Elon Musk is like Pacino and McConaughey in Two for the Money. Question is, does Trump trust Elon Musk with Melania? Naked. I would say the answer is no, because Elon's got 12 children from 8 different moms, but that's a different story for a different day.
By the way, getting back to the parade and, you know, if we're going to send Dawn down there or not, the greater Chris, who I love on YouTube or on Twitter, says, if Greg is reckless enough to send Dawn down to broadcast at the Eagles parade, I don't need... AI, I can take a wild guess when she meets her demise all by myself.
Oh.
So people are very concerned about your safety. At the Eagles
There's
parade.
There's plenty of safety. Yeah. They're going to have canines. I know all the cops. They'll be there. State police will be there.
Dawn has Secret Service protection.
She does.
You know?
Will you be on a float?
She should be. She should be. And she does the Mummers parade coverage, so she'd be perfect doing it.
I'm happy to do it.
You can go.
Let's see if we have a...
She just wants out of the show.
That's weird. She wants out of the
studio.
Down
there drinking with Harry.
I want no parts of going down there. I want to be in the studio.
We have to check and see if we have a budget for the Stenslin. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Cut 28 here on the judge restricting Musk's access to data. Trump says what? Go.
All over the world. So many people have said that. Not just here. All over the world.
So... some of your plays have raised some questions and had some pushbacks. 19 states' attorneys general filed a lawsuit, and early Saturday, a judge agreed with them to restrict Elon Musk and his team government efficiency team and DOGE from accessing Treasury Department payment and data systems. They said there was a risk of irreparable harm. What do you make of that? And does that slow you down on what you want to do?
No, I disagree with it 100%. I think it's crazy. And we have to solve the efficiency problem. We have to solve the fraud, waste, abuse, all the things that have gone in the government. You take a look at the USAID, the kind of fraud in there, the, where the money is going.
Things.
Well, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of money that's going to places where it shouldn't be going, where if I read a list, you'd say, this is ridiculous, and you've read the same lists, and there are many that you haven't even seen. It's crazy. We're talking about hundreds of millions, even billions of dollars. It's just a fraud. It's a big scam. Now, there's some good money, and we can do that through any one of a number. I think I'd rather give it to Marco Rubio over at the State Department. Let him take care of the few good ones. But, I mean, usually when you have a list like that, you'll have a couple of, like, bad ones and all good ones. Here we have a couple of good ones and all bad ones. Just hundreds of horrible places that they're giving this money. So I don't know if it's kickbacks or what's going on, but the people, look, I ran on this, and the people want me to find it. And I've had a great help with Elon Musk, who's been terrific. He comes in with 100 very smart people. You know, it started off with 12, then it went to 15, then it went to 25, then it went to 50, and everybody wants to join. And I guess you have to have an IQ of about 175 at least to do it. They're a smart group of people. They don't dress as well as you or maybe me, but they are smart. And they go in there and they talk to people, and the people get all tongue-tied because they have no idea. You know, nobody thought this would be caught. And
so you'll fight this in court, but how does it work with
you?
So I just want to make 2 points. Let's start with the court stuff. All these legal challenges about the constitutional nature of what Trump is doing. Dawn, you say it all the time. This will go to SCOTUS. And where does Trump have the advantage? He's got the House. He's got the Senate. He has the Supreme Court of the United States, right? So he's got all of the power, and if it goes all the way up the ladder, so to speak, to the Supreme Court, they'll ultimately rule in one way or the other. I'm not saying they're going to rule in favor of Trump every single time, but that's one thing to point out. The other thing with all of this, remember what Elon, never forget this. Elon, this is nothing new for Elon, trimming the fat. Remember when he purchased Twitter and he rebranded it to X? Remember how many employees Twitter used to have under Jack Dorsey? And I don't remember specifically the number, but let's say, let's say it was 500 employees. He trimmed that down to like 47 people. He said enough of the Panera catered lunches every day. You're going to work your ass off. And here's a cot, by the way. Sleep on it if you need to be here, right? Like, so he knows about efficiency and trimming all this absurd, wasteful spending. So just wanted to point those two out.
Well, yeah, and what regular human being like me, like you, even knew about this USAID until Elon Musk came along?
I mean, I heard of the five letters, but boy, I had no idea.
You had no idea what it really was.
No,
and they're not doing.
So thank God for this.
And they're not doing anything in secret.
Right.
Like, they're not. They're telling you exactly what they're doing. Oh, by the way, tomorrow we're going to the Department of Education. Oh, by the way, tomorrow we're going to the Pentagon.
Yep,
like,
right.
Nobody's doing this under the cloak of democracy dies in darkness.
No.
This is all out in the open, and this is what. And by the way, they did polls on this. Like, the majority of people are all for this.
We want this.
Yeah. They're for finding corruption, waste, fraud, and abuse.
We went from the least transparent administration to an administration that is basically see-through in a matter of 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's really remarkable.
Yeah.
Let's just grab this call quickly before we continue. Max is in Delaware, has some thoughts on Trump and Vance. Max, you go right ahead.
Good morning. God bless America. I think Donald Trump is just saying you have to earn that spot. This is Trump we're talking about. Mm-hmm. He's not going to just give anything away. I'm a Trump supporter, and I think J.D. Vance is doing a great job.
Yeah, I actually agree,
sure
Max. I think he's going to make him earn it. I'm actually going to recite Two for the Money again.
Oh, boy.
When Matthew McConaughey wanted...
Once wasn't enough.
When he wanted a bigger cut, Al Pacino walked up to him, gave him a handshake, and then got up in his ears, and he said, if you want more than a Gesundheit from me when you sneeze, you're going to have to yank it out of my talons. You're going to have to rip it out of my claws. That's Trump right there. Trump's not just going to give it to you, right? He's not just going to come out now. Especially, and Dawn, you made a great point. It's like the lame duck coach. Nick Sirianni's coming up on the final year of his contract. He just won the Super Bowl. He's going to get a new deal before next year starts. Do you think Nick Sirianni's going to sit here 3 weeks into a new contract and say, hey, Kellen Moore, once you get fired in New Orleans, come back and take my job when I'm done? Not going to happen. Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah, and I think that's right. And I also think it makes sense that, you know, Trump is saying, I work for you. This is different than we've seen in the government, because the government, I mean, you played yesterday in the cut sheet, all of those Democrats saying, well, we pay this yeah. security guard.
Yeah.
Don't you know who we are? You know, this attitude, this yeah. arrogance that they all have had.
Yeah.
And in this regard, Trump is saying, no. Trump only owes us, we the people. So he's saying everybody, every elected official has to earn the trust of the American people.
Yeah, and Trump doesn't get to pick his successor. We do.
No, it's just the endorsement.
Sure.
That's all they're really talking about. But I didn't really understand the question from Brett Baer. We're two, three weeks into this administration, yeah. and he's already asking about an endorsement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on, Brett.
Thank you.
I got to earn it to Brett Baer.
Yeah, you got to earn that big multi-million dollar deal, pal.
I'd love to golf with that guy, but my goodness, that was a bad question.
Speaking of Democrats, Dawn was just speaking about them. They were outside of CFBP yesterday and giving speeches, because that's what they do now. Maxine Waters, let's start with her. Cut one, Phil. Go.
Wow. Look at this crowd. Elon Musk, where are you? Bring your ass over here so you can see who's here and what we're doing. We're not afraid of you. We know that you are the co-president now of the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to follow very closely what he's doing and how he has done it. First of all, we're here at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. What is it? This is so important. Prior to this being organized in the Dodd-Frank reforms,
she's a moron.
Consumers didn't have any place to really file complaints. They didn't have anywhere to go when the biggest banks in America was ripping them off.
What?
The student loans were being undermined. They didn't have any place to go. But guess what? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was organized in a way to deal with people who are the victims of fraud by the biggest corporations in America.
Oh, for God's sake, shut up.
86 years young, Maxine Waters.
Speaking of that.
Definitely doesn't have the same hair and makeup staff that Judge Jeanine does on the 5. just one thought on this is, you know, this whole Elon Musk is the co-president nonsense. No, he's still in charge of one entity, the Department of Government Efficiency. But what it feels like is, because there's such wide corruption and fraud in every facet of government, he's had to go into almost every facet of government. The Pentagon, the Department of Education, foreign aid, USAID. I mean, and that's only in 3 weeks. So it's going to feel like he's got his hand in every little pot on the stove. Because he does, because there's corruption at every level.
This is what happens when you put business people in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's true. You know? It's true. And politicians, because they've never worked a damn day in their life, don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to deal with it.
No.
Some of them, and it's not, you think about the founding fathers, but I think the intention was that people would, you'd have a trade. You know, you're a technician, you're a plumber, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor. You do a stint, let's say 4 years, 8 years as a public, that's why they called it public servant. And then you leave.
Yep.
And you go back to, you go back to your old job, but you served the public interest. And they thought, oh, this would be this diverse group, to Harry's point, from the private sector, bringing all of their different diversity of experiences. Well, what do we have here? We have like all these people. Think of AOC. So she goes to college, she's a bartender, and boom, now she's making 179 G's, and this is all she knows.
Yep, 100%.
They have no wealth of experience, no wisdom from the private sector. How can they relate or represent any one of us?
Yeah, you're right.
We're just a career slimeball politician, you know, for 30, 40 years, like our previous president was.
Mm-hmm. Speaking,
and who was the president for the last 2 years, by the way? Can anybody really answer that question?
Well, according to a whistleblower that we played yesterday, it was she's not really a whistleblower because she was, you know, she was a campaign manager for Biden Harris. Like she said, it was Joe Biden and Hunter Biden mm-hmm. were in all these, you know, wow. Top secret meetings and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Wendy on the YouTube chat says another fossil who is a poster child for term limits, meaning Maxine Waters. Let me go down the list of poster children, and I use the children term in quotations, for term limits. Let's start with Senator Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
This is Cut 13, Phil. He arrives to vote in a boot and a wheelchair. Roll this, Phil. So there you go. There's Mitch.
Look at this guy.
Wow. Like, what are we doing? Yep. It looks like an
How
old...
How are you feeling, Lena McConnell?
It's like my pap.
Yep.
Wow.
It's like you brought Pop out of the facility.
Yeah.
Get some fresh air.
Why couldn't that turtle have choked on a plastic straw?
Yeah, right?
How are you feeling, Lena McConnell? That's
Seriously.
Mitch the Turtle. It's a good turtle name, by the way. Get a turtle. Name him Mitch. Look at that.
Like, it looks like an old folks home.
I mean, I get into the back of an SUV when I'm hammered quicker than that guy.
Right.
YouTube.com/
Not that he's ever done that recently.
Yeah. No. YouTube.com/1210WPHT if you want to watch along, follow along with the videos. They're all there. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're here.
Maxine is 86. Let's pull up Mitch's as you go down the list here. Mitch McConnell, he's 82. All right, so he's actually 4 years younger than me.
And again,
give
guys,
him the AI death quiz.
It's,
when's he going?
It's not about age. You can be 84 and, you know, run marathons. I'm not saying it's age. It's like he's literally in a wheelchair. He can barely speak. This is a 76-year-old Democrat, John Larson. He freezes mid-speech on the House floor.
All right, he glitched like Mitch.
Like, what are we doing here? This is cut 14, go.
Don't worry, no one on the Republican side in the House and Senate who control both the House and Senate is going to speak up.
A heartburn?
And challenge us.
Ooh, what the
what?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Is he reading from a teleprompter and it's slowed down?
No,
he's done.
This is sad.
Wow.
No, boy.
Yep.
But we need to protect Americans' privacy.
Oh, boy.
And
private
their
parts.
Social security.
There's John Larson, folks.
What is happening?
Now, on behalf of Social Security,
40% of all Americans.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not mocking this guy because this is clearly it looks to me like a stroke episode or something like that. Yes. I'm not mocking this. I'm just saying that when our elected officials are doing this on the House floor and they have to be wheeled around in a wheelchair and Nancy Pelosi has a walker, maybe term limits are a thing.
Yeah, Dianne Feinstein approaching her 10th decade on the planet.
So what should the term limits be?
12
years? 6 years? What should it be?
Well, that's a good question. You know, if we were to say, we can answer this one of two ways. What would be the number for term limits? Or if we did put an age cutoff, and I know everybody doesn't age the same, you know, Dawn's father's 87 or 88, and he's far more with it than I am, and I'm 41. you know, so everybody's different. But I would be on board with, I don't know, 65, 70? I mean, seriously. It's not so much about putting the number on it. It's not so much about not having to sit through those awkward moments of a 76-year-old who looks like he's stroking out live on C-SPAN. It's getting these people out that are lining their pockets. You right. get in for a little period of time, whether you want to just get wealthier, whether you want to do good deeds as a public servant or anywhere in between, but you have a shelf life.
Yep.
And when you reach that expiration, move on, because you have the wherewithal and the financial means to continue on. Get a gig on Fox, get a gig on MSNBC, do a talk radio show, go into the private sector, just get the hell out of our way.
Yeah,
I'd be on board with all.
I reached my expiration.
That's well, true. Well, yeah.
Stop.
Did that 5 years ago.
I'm going to live till I'm 69.
69?
According to this.
It's a good number.
I'm going to pass away on Saturday, the 2nd of September in 2034.
Okay.
So I don't even know if I get past Labor Day.
Well, you're not going to see the big college football games. I know.
Yes. I mean, the first
bad
big
job
weekend
out of you.
Of college football, right. I'm going to be expired.
Man, get your picks in. I'll put them in for you.
What were you going to say, Don?
I was looking at the 90% of Americans support term limits for lawmakers in Congress.
Of course.
Yeah, but they're never going to. But they need to vote themselves to do that.
90% of Americans support everything that the swamp yells about.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
It's true. Let's do.
Which actually goes to speak to the larger picture of. We're not nearly as divided as Americans as these hacks in D.C. Mm-hmm. like to tell us.
It's and true. The media.
And the media, of course. The reality is, it's us against these bozos, and that's why they have their backs up against the wall now.
Exactly. I want to veer off, and then we'll get back to the Trump interview with Brett Baer. Plus, he gave an interview, or he gave a press conference at the Resolute Desk last night, so we have all of that. But I want to remember that 500-plus pound rapper, Dang Dimas.
Oh yeah, she's also the weight influencer. Yeah.
So she was the one. She's a rapper. She's a Instagram or social media star. She was the one who sued Lyft because her big ass couldn't fit in
she
a Lyft.
Get in the vehicle.
Yeah, right. She couldn't get in a Lyft vehicle. So it's right. Lyft's
fault. She needed a Lyft.
She
to
did
get into the car.
She did. And by the way,
a forklift.
The scumbag lawyer that took that is going to be really rich because she's going to win. which says a lot about our country and our judicial system. She was on the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne.
Yeah, she should probably skip breakfast if you know what I mean.
And she comes in. First of all, I'm no fashion icon, but she has like a half shirt on.
Really?
Her big
she's
giant
500 plus pounds with a half shirt on.
I used to wear the belly shirt at football back in the day.
Oh God. And. So they, she sits down to try be interviewed by the Breakfast Club, and she can't fit in the seat.
Did y'all?
So they literally have to stop what they're doing. Mind you, this is a radio show, guys.
She needs a couch.
Right. They had to stop what they're doing. Yes, Harry, and pick up a couch and bring it over for her because she couldn't fit.
Now, could you imagine if we had to do that for our veteran spotlight or for Joe Conklin? Could you imagine the disaster of seeing Phil and Jimmy Kelly trying to move a couch into here?
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT if you want to watch along for this video. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Roll it, Phil.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hi. How are you?
King, how are you, brother? You good? Nice to meet you, King.
Look at that.
She's not going to get in that chair.
Nope.
It's the only seat y'all got.
What you want? What you need?
There's one more.
A bigger chair or something.
I need a sectional.
There they go. They bring out that.
Good.
Why don't you just bring in a waterbed for it?
Oh, my.
Look at that.
You know, you walked in and, you said the chair was too small, so we had to bring the part of the sectional for you to sit in. And you said something. You said, and this is what I'm talking about, accommodations. Right?
Yes.
But we live in a world that's not always going to be able to accommodate people. That
but
are
we
plus
should,
size.
Though. We should because we're not all the same, you know? I feel like we should. Like, why not? I feel like a lot of times people think that bigger people, obese, the F word people should just be in a house.
The F word.
When it's like,
F-word.
We're not.
You can say it,
fat. The F word. I'm not
going to
say
you can't say in your house, fat. You don't like it.
Oh!
I'm not saying that word.
Yeah, we don't use that word in my house either.
I thought you were talking about the gay slur. I'm like, wait, I'm confused.
No.
But I just feel like it should be accommodated. Bigger people should be accommodated, just like we accommodate the LGBT community. All those other communities. I just feel like we outside. You know,
another worthless
inside,
parasite with her hand
get
out.
Up. Why you in? Yeah. Why you in a house? You should be doing this. You should be doing that. When we outside, it's like Why you not in the house?
Well, people would say
No Lib asks Greg Nick, would you?
No. No, I would not. And there's not a dollar amount to change my mind either.
There's not enough alcohol in the country.
This is so. And look, I don't wish ill on anyone. She clearly has an issue because nobody gets that big just from eating fries. You know what I mean? Like she clearly has an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just so emblematic of society. It's like, do something for me.
Well,
I got this way. Now do something. Accommodate
me. How does she get on a plane?
Yeah,
she can't go anywhere.
Right.
Now that she's going to have all this money from her lawsuit, or prior to that, if she's such a big influencer on social media and you can monetize your social media, pay for Ozempic, pay for lap band surgery.
Yeah.
And get,
what does an Oprah come in and help out?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's always trying to get people to lose weight.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, no, Oprah can't be bothered these days.
Well, Oprah got Ozempic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So she had to finally admit that, left Weight Watchers.
Dawn, can you help me out here? Am I, like, are we being cruel? Like, I mean, she literally wants everybody to accommodate her because she can't put her fork down.
Well, okay, so on one hand, I would say that, you know, it's always important if you're hosting. Like, for Charlamagne, they knew they were having this person in studio. If we were having somebody as a big person.
Yeah.
Right. Whether they're like she's what do you think her BMI is?
Oh, my God.
What do you think? No, I'm serious.
It's in the triple digits.
290.
Yeah.
But
what do you think her BMs weigh?
So
290.
So on one hand, be polite. Like I would make sure ahead of time.
Well, I think they did it intentionally.
I do too. That's my point.
Yeah,
yep.
They did it
You're
intentionally
exactly
just
right,
for
Harry.
What we're doing for, you know, we're watching it and
they
making
knew.
A thing out of it.
So they knew
genius.
That she would say something. Yeah, it was. And that's Charlamagne. So he knew that she would say something, and right off the top, they could talk about it because then they knew that all of us would discuss it. And so on one hand, I think be kind, but on the other hand, she's somebody needs to say to her, you're not, if you take the test.
Yeah.
You know, she's a young woman.
Well, there's a difference.
And so she's not going to live a long time. Yeah, that's sad.
She's not going to make 30. She's not. I mean, there's nobody that size that lives to be, you know, old.
And that's why as much as we talk about, let's say, Ozempic or any of this other thing, it's risk and reward. What the doctors and all the medical research says, if you have a certain, any one of us, if we have a certain BMI, that just puts us in a different category that it's imperative to lose the weight. And so all the other stuff goes out the window. Because your BMI is so high that you're not going to live to, you know, fill in the blank, whatever they say. And it's really mathematical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 28, by the way.
She's 28?
I'm 28.
Oh, your BMI?
BMI?
Yes.
Really?
It's good.
Based on the calculation.
That's good, right? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Mine
says I'm overweight.
25 is
My BMI came back at 34.
No, it did not.
Yeah.
No way.
No. Yeah. You did it wrong, Nick.
I probably did. Well, I've heard that before.
Oh, yeah, the new McGarrett guy.
A lot of things I've done wrong, Dawn. Trust me. Where do I start the list at? But, you know, with her here, with Sugar Cheeks.
And her big belly button.
Oh. Yeah, and her fanny pack and the whole bit going on there. It's one thing to be generous to somebody like that. You know, if she's getting off of a flight or whatever, and, you know, can you get me a chair? I can't, you know, like, you do things as a good human. If there's something there, like, you can grab, oh, here, let me get this for you.
Well, they'd have to come get her with the wheelchair.
Well,
and
the wheelchair is probably not even going to be wide enough. But this notion that you're the victim you should sue people.
She literally needs a forklift.
Right.
Like, I'm not being.
Yeah, that's not.
She can't fit in a wheelchair.
That's not Delta Airlines' fault. That's not Uber or Lyft's fault. You can't, you know, sue these people for the fact that you can't fit into their product, right?
Yeah, agreed.
Right.
And think about this, that some individuals, and I don't know if she has one, but if they have a vehicle, then I guess she would apply for one of those placards that's for handicapped individuals. So just take that in for a moment. So somebody who has, let's say they're a military veteran,
mm-hmm.
and they've you know, served our country honorably, and they suffered, you know, the loss of a limb, let's say.
Sorry, Adam.
And so this individual, this person who, you know, says she's a victim or should have equal rights is taking up, let's say, a car space or a theater space for people who actually have a disability.
Yep.
And so that's where we get into it. And I just think they should then have a separate placard that they can make it a one due to obesity, but I don't think it should be the same as somebody, for example, a military veteran or somebody born with a disability. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're 100% right, because her disability is not a veteran's disability who has no leg or has no arm.
Jimmy Kelly's legally blind.
100%. It's an insult to people like that who actually have disabilities.
This was
a
choice.
Yeah, this was 100% a choice. Now, you know, you can say, I said this at the start, you don't get like that from eating too many fries. There's some sort of issue going on.
Predisposed? Is that what you're saying? She was predisposed?
I mean, Harry, think about it. People like that, people that get that big, are not like that from eating too much. I mean, yes, they eat too much, but there's something else going on there, no? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's basically like you could liken it to drug abuse, alcohol abuse.
Yeah.
This is taking in food to the point that you're making yourself extremely unhealthy.
How does she use a public restroom?
She can't.
No.
Right.
I mean, her mode of transportation is a pontoon.
Stop.
But, I mean, we talk about these social media influencers.
I love that song.
What does that require you to be, right?
Yeah.
I love a pontoon boat. Bad investment, though. That being said,
that is so hillbilly.
It's Tennessee boating life, baby.
Oh, my God.
But that being said, with these social media people, they spend their entire existence in front of the keyboard.
Yep.
That's not good for your hands, your eyes, your brain, much less your body, right?
Yep.
All these people that are on for 18 hours a day on social media, if you would have just got on a treadmill for 90 minutes, maybe you wouldn't look like that.
Shafe says her toilet seat committed suicide.
Stop.
Her toilet seat Epstein'd himself.
I have a ton more. Harry, you get to stick around for a little while?
Is this ever going to end?
No. See, because what happens is we play a clip and then we just go off on tangents.
What do you want to move on?
It never ends.
It just never ends.
Yeah, maybe we could actually just, because this is exhausting for Harry, we can just get it back to...
maybe we can spend 2 more hours talking about Trump v. DeSantis.
I mean, that's not a relevant drop anymore.
No, it's not.
By the way, for those New Jersey residents... guess who now controls Easy Pass? We will tell you.
Ooh,
on the other side.
All right, Kale and Company rolling on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Don, talk to us about Piazza.
Yeah, tell us about that car place.
Sorry.
Yeah, because the extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City combines luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you're going to find a luxury vehicle that meets your needs. Schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz, or just shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City. Go to PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Don Dolan sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Mad Monk on the YouTube chat wants to know, going back to the last segment with Dank Demos, does she use a shower or a car wash?
No.
I mean, it's funny, but it's an interesting question. She can't fit in a normal tub or
just do a
shower.
Cannonball into an in-ground pool.
Yeah,
you're good
down.
You're good for 3 days.
Seriously, you got to get like a hose.
Yeah. Do you think she
has chlorinated?
Yes.
Hand spray. Yeah.
Do you think she has vinyl siding or stucco?
Can I ask you that?
It's not Ephus.
I don't know how to ask this without getting flagged, but like,
go ahead, Greg, ask.
There's a certain act you do when after you use the facility.
Wiping.
How does she do that? Yes.
Yeah.
Can she reach?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Probably
I don't think so. A bidet.
A bidet, like a sprayer.
There you go.
Yeah.
A bidet.
Like a garden hose.
Yeah.
See, these are the things I want to know.
Garden hose. She's got her own personal irrigation system.
Yeah. You can, right. You can, Jimmy will take calls. Oh, they're so crass and cronut. It's a legitimate question. You know, right. Like.
He sits on a sprinkler head.
And rotates.
Normal everyday things.
Yeah.
That everybody does.
Right.
You have to ask how she does it.
Well,
okay.
This is why we should all count our blessings, because wiping our keister is something we take for granted, right?
Yeah. We take for granted.
Yeah. Cut seven here. Nick, Harry, I wanted to get your take on this. Anna Navarro predicts that Trump will ban black people from halftime.
From the halftime shows.
Roll it.
Okay.
Yes. What about you, Anna?
Okay, well, I don't do sports. You know I don't do football, so I wasn't watching the game. But listen, I think today Donald Trump is going to sign an executive order banning black people from halftime. Because you remember last week we were talking about...
Well, the National Football League, after that debacle, could decide to ban Kendrick Lamar because it was a god-awful performance. But of course, Donald Trump has no say over the halftime performance. You don't need to do sports to know that. Anna Navarro actually does entertainment and politics, yet she knows nothing about either of those either as well. So
right.
It's very fascinating that, yeah. Moving forward, it'll be Kid Rock every year for the rest of the Trump administration. How's that sound?
Yeah, I mean, did she fart when she said that?
Do you think she has a...
Because that happens a lot on The View.
Yeah.
No, I think it's Whoopi that does that, right?
Yeah. Oh, is it?
That's actually why they call her Whoopi.
Whoopi definitely has a bidet.
No, it's true. It's true because as a kid, she was flatulent.
Very flatulent.
So that's why they call her Whoopi.
Remember the old gag gift, the Whoopi cushion?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, they say Anna Navarro is a GOP strategist. Which candidate has who did she strategize for? Does anybody know?
Maybe Chris Christie.
You talk about Kendrick Lamar. He's like the Gil Scott Heron of modern times.
It's true. God.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That was just an awful performance. I've never understood him in general and his success, but.
Trump held a little impromptu press conference yesterday while he was signing executive orders at the Resolute Desk in the Oval Office. The first was about work from home federal workers. This is cut 15, Phil. Go.
Any of those people, and we talk about reporting to work, right? I happen to be a believer that you have to go to work. I don't think you can work from a home. I don't know. It's like there's a whole big, you can work from home. Nobody's going to work from home. They're going to be going out. They're going to play tennis. They're going to play golf. They're going to do a lot of things. They're not working. It's a rare person that's going to work. You might work 10% of the time, maybe 20%. I don't think you're going to work a lot more than that. And I think they have an obligation to work. And they have an obligation not to have a second job when they're supposed to be working for the federal government. You're going to find that a lot of these people had second jobs. Instead of working for, they'll be collecting a federal government check, and they'll be working two jobs, and that's big trouble for them.
I agree with it, and simultaneously, you know, all of a sudden you're working your side hustle while you're on the clock for the federal government.
Doesn't your wife work from home?
Yes, she does. She's one of the very few that I've seen that actually. For this company, you've heard him, Wesley Financial, that they allowed her because her numbers have been so good since she started that job about 4 years ago. But there's, to me, generally speaking, it is inherently, and I'm not excusing it, it's almost human nature. If you're going to be permitted to work from home, there's a good chance you will not be on, I don't want to say on eggshells or, you know, uneasy. But when you're told to be in work, in the workplace, and you know you have a boss, you know, around the corner in a different cubicle, you know you have very little wiggle room to check your Facebook and do a Snapchat and all this other
stuff.
That's
not true. That's
really?
Not true. No.
You don't think so?
You think just because these people come in here that they're all diligently
they're
working? Yeah, they're busy? Absolutely not. There's a lot of...
Everybody says they're busy.
100%. But there's a lot of walking around. There's a lot of chatting with people.
Sure.
There's a lot of that.
Well, yeah.
That
they're out on the street. They're over to Macy's.
Yeah.
They're at the Giant.
But, you know, if you're at 170% of your quota, then you can walk around and chat. If you're the sales guy that's at 57% of his monthly quota and there's 4 days to go, I better not see you in the kitchen getting coffee six times a day.
I don't know. Here, my whole thing about the working from home thing is that I agree. I can't, like, I'm not really good at it because I get distracted. I like being here. I like doing a radio show with two other people, three other people, however many other people, and, like, being collaborative and all being here. Like, I like that aspect of it.
So do I.
But, like, there are some jobs, like my wife, Nick, your wife, are great examples of that. Like, they're, like, my wife is glued to her desk from 8:30 to 5. Yeah. Like, she really is. And she's not, you know, she does a great job for the company. So, like, I don't think that we should just blanketly say that if you work from home, you're not working. It's just not.
Does Zioli work from home?
He does. He 100% yeah. does. And his, and by the way, his ratings are great. So, like,
right.
I don't care. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's the ultimate elixir. If you can continue to hit your numbers and perform in whatever profession you do,
yep. right.
you neutralize a lot of the pushback. Although, then if you're the business, you're sitting here and you're saying, the hell am I doing paying all this rent for all this square footage if nobody's going to occupy
yeah.
it?
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that, yeah, there was a story that in Philadelphia, as far as our occupancy of buildings,
oh.
it's not even 50%.
No.
Mm-hmm. In Philadelphia, and that was an issue with D.C. They're saying they realized at the beginning of the Trump a couple weeks ago, they said, oh, my God.
What was it, 94% yeah. you gave us, Dawn?
That 94% of federal workers in D.C. have been Zooming it in, phoning it in, thus all that empty space. So yeah. they're saying, not for nothing, but we have a housing shortage, and I would say that for Philadelphia, too. You know, we do. We have a housing shortage. Why not start turning some of these places into condos yeah. if people aren't going to come back to work?
Well,
and we have a school issue with decrepit schools. Make some of them put a daycare or a little school in the building. They have to think outside the box.
Chris Eppolito brings up a good point on the YouTube chat. It really does depend on the job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a job with a collaborative nature where you need to be around other people, like, some of our best ideas happen in some of these conference rooms. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, like, I'm not saying that there's, you know, everybody should be able to work from home at all times. I'm just saying that I think it depends on the job. And with a lot of these federal workers, the problem with a lot of these federal workers is they're doing nothing anyway.
Right.
No matter if they're in an office or at home, half of them are just collecting these enormous paychecks, getting these great benefits, and doing jack, you know what?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's and we're paying for it.
That's
the problem.
Yeah. Go ahead, Harry.
But if they have to come into the office, then somebody's going to know they're doing nothing.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the difference. Yep. I love working from home.
Yep.
See,
it's perfect for me.
Yeah.
Nobody wants me in their workplace.
No, you're right.
That's not true.
You're right. That's true. I've seen it.
No, that's true.
You think Elon can weed out fat.
I'm an HR nightmare.
Yeah. Harry's the original Doge.
Well, speaking of that, as far as the latest on that, the federal judge, because remember, yesterday afternoon, they had the meeting with the federal judge, but everything is still on pause, and ironically, that extends the opportunity for federal workers, they can still sign up. Because remember, the deadline was last week, but then it got extended. Now it's a permanent, it's like in purgatory, so people can still think about it.
Yeah.
So you have 65,000 plus, but because the deadline to opt into the deal, it was supposed to expire last night, now it remains extended. And really, we don't have clarity on this. It's going to make its way through the courts.
We played the clip earlier of all the morons like Maxine Waters and Ayanna Pressley down at the CFPB, you know, yelling into a microphone.
Oh.
Trump was asked about that yesterday, and he took took aim at Liz Warren. Roll it. No, this is 19, Phil. Sorry.
Here, Pocahontas, the faker. You know, that was set up to destroy people. She used that as her little personal agency to go around and destroy people. And she's a fake. Just like she said she was an Indian, and she wasn't an Indian. You have more Indian blood in you than she has. She went to college based on the fact that she was an Indian. She got jobs based on the fact that she was an Indian. She's a fake. That was set up to destroy some very good people. And it worked. I mean, it worked. A lot of great people. I'll tell you, before I ever heard the term,
people would come up to me in the Midwest and areas and say, sir, I'm being destroyed by them. They use that to destroy people. She's a nasty woman. She's a really nasty woman, despite her phony beer commercial.
You know, if you're doing like the Raging Karen power rankings, Liz Warren and Randy Weingarten have got to be on the Mount Rushmore of Raging Karens.
No doubt.
Now, he said a fake beer, a beer? What was he referencing there?
She did. She was doing something.
I'm going to get me a beer.
It was some fake commercial where
she was running for president.
She was. She went over to the refrigerator. She goes, I'm going to get me a beer. And she went in and she opened up. Oh,
it was her husband in the kitchen.
Yeah, it was the
total cringe.
It was the fakest thing you've ever seen. Like, she's never drank a beer, and nobody should pretend that she did.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have it. I don't know where it is. But
okay, I thought it might have been something Super Bowl related that I missed.
No, it was back
Albert
in the
Bell
day.
Is more of an Indian than she. Remember the great Albert Bell?
Of course. Now they're called the Guardians.
Right.
It's good Indian knowledge, Harry.
That is good Indian knowledge. I don't know if you're allowed to say Indian anymore.
When's Trump going to sign the executive order to bring back the Washington Redskins?
We played this earlier, and he says that if all Gaza hostages are not freed by Saturday, all hell is going to break loose. This is 16, Phil, go.
Well, I would say this, and I'm going to let that because that's Israel's decision. But as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time. I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out. I'd say they ought to be returned by 12 o'clock on Saturday. And if they're not returned, all of them, not in drips and drabs, not two and one and three and four and two. Saturday at 12 o'clock, and after that, I would say all hell is going to break out.
All right, so we now know that Trump has a 12:03 tea time on Saturday at Trump Doral. So
is that Eastern time?
That's Eastern time. That is correct.
Okay.
My prediction, we talked about this, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Harry. We talked about this in the first hour of the show. I'll go on a record. I'll give a prediction, something different that I didn't say 2 hours ago. We will have a Friday afternoon 4:30 p.m. news dump. And it'll come across the screen on television or during the Zioli show. Breaking news, X amount of hostages have been released. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I think you're right. I would bet that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So
91 LSXers on the YouTube chat. Oh, my goodness.
He's the best. He's the best.
Hyatia Lee is greater than Liz Warren.
Now we've got three people on the show monitoring the YouTube chat.
It's amazing.
Don't worry, folks. I'll stay task oriented. I won't bail on you guys for the YouTubers.
Don, you asked what it was. They said that all the hostages will be released Friday afternoon.
Yeah, my prediction will be during the Zioli show. He's going to cut in live, and they will fade up Fox News, and the story will be reported that hostages have been released. That's my prediction.
Here's the thing. Trump said he wanted this deal done by the time he was sworn into office. This is Trump just saying enough is enough. This whole thing where they bring out a few people and at first they'd have them in the crowd of terrorists to further terrorize them, and they're standing up there just shaking, and the whole show, that the charade they had, it's enough. And I think he's just saying that's it. I told you, release the hostages before I get into office. I've been patient. This is done. And so I think that Hamas knows he's not kidding around. He will do this just like he did with the Moab. He's done it before. And he's saying, you're all blown to smithereens. I really believe that. And I think they know he's not, like, don't... It's like Clint Eastwood. You know what I mean? Make my day.
Yeah, he's got history on his side in the past where he is. Look, I mean, he's handling it, at least in that setting, as he's, you know, whether that was by design or he's spitballing a date and time on the fly, shooting from the hip.
No,
he's not. He would never do that.
No, he'd never do that.
To me,
he's not doing that.
He's handling it better than I would. I would have looked into the camera and said, do I really need to kill more of you?
I'll bet you that nobody's going to be released by Saturday. That's my bet.
All right, so
all right, we need a show bet.
20 spot for the grammar jar or TMF?
He'll hold another press conference, he'll say something else, and the media and everybody else will forget that he ever said that.
Okay.
There he is. One more segment of Cut Sheet.
Yeah.
Harry, can you hang around for one more segment of
Cut
Sheet?
All right.
Since the Cut Sheet now just goes on for 90 minutes.
Yes.
Sorry about
that. Some say the whole show's a Cut Sheet.
Yeah.
855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. We'll come back, final hour, we'll wrap with Harry. And then, of course, we've got a big three today in music history. Our morning mystery movie clip for a pair of Conklin tickets next Friday and a whole lot more. Stay there, 9 o'clock hour next.
When it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built quite a reputation for transforming kitchens with such precision and care. From the custom cabinets to countertops, backsplashes, to the all-important storage solutions, Kitchen Magic gets the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. You can trust the name your neighbors have been relying on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation. Go to kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.